Hello everyone, welcome back to Jola Speaks. I trust you're having a wonderful day so far. And in everything, remember to always, always give thanks. Today is a wonderful day, the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it. Today's Friday, yay! Thank God for seeing us through this week. Thank God for His love, His mercy, His compassion, His undying love for us is immensely. You know, I just wonder a world where we don't have God's love. Like, how would that world be? I don't even know. I don't want to even know. But I'm grateful every single day that God loves me so much. You know, and I know, and I also, before I start, I want to say that if you ever feel or doubt God's love for you, look at me. Look at me. I am a testament that God lives. I am a testament of that God is so mindful of us. I have so many testimonies. Maybe one day I will begin to give the main testament of my life. But trust me, this God, he's not only real, but he loves me too much. I don't understand how. It's to me just too much. And I pray that if you have not experienced this before, that today, soon, you will experience God's immense love for you. So strong, in a way so strong, that you cannot ignore it. That you cannot. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I start, Holy Spirit, just take absolute control. Thank you for today, for using me as a vessel, for your healing, for your mercy, for your love, for your grace. To deliver your message as you have put it in my heart. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. And Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you open the hearts and the minds of those that are listening today to hear your word for themselves. Let them hear you speak to their situations. Let me speak to their minds as they hear this, hear my voice, and help them to focus. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. So, today I discuss what growth looks like. What growth looks like. So I'm going to read 2 Samuel 1, and I read verses 10 to 14. So I stood beside him and killed him because I knew that after he had fallen, he could not survive. This is where the Amalekite said he killed Saul. And I took the crown that was on his head and the band on his arms, and I have brought them down here to my Lord, because he was looking for favor or reward from David. And he knew obviously what happened with David and Saul. So he was trying to use David's pain to help him and to get a favor from him. And just to stop here, and before I consider that, a lot of times when we are not healed, right? People tend to use our pain against us, whether knowingly or unknowingly. In this case, he thought, oh, he was feeling hurt. Once he comes and tells David, oh my God, I've killed Saul, he will be so happy, like, yes, you know, my enemy is over, is gone, etc. And then give me a reward. So he tried to use David's pain against David. It happens to many of us. Because when people see the pain and see the hurt, and then they see, okay, how, and it's human to say, actually, how can I use this hurt to benefit me? See what the guy did. So there are so many reasons why we need to heal. So that these people don't use our pain against us as a starting point, right? Verses 11, then David and all the men with him took hold of their clothes and tore them. They mourned and wept and fasted till the evening for Saul and his son Jonathan, and for the army of the Lord, and for the nation of the Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. David said to the young man who brought him the report, "Where are you from?" "I am the son of a foreigner and Amalekite," he answered. David asked him, "Why weren't you afraid to lift your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?" And I stop here. You see, on Wednesday, I discussed how they were showing God. They even showed Saul love, even in the point of death. Saul had died. The same guy that tried to kill him multiple times finally the picture, it's over. And even through it all, what came out of David's heart when he found Saul was dead was to mourn him, not to tears, but in pain, in anger, in frustration. Oh my God, why this son has died, despite all that had happened. And when I look at this, what I see is growth. Season of David, like when David was going through different challenges, you know, with Saul trying to kill him, you know, him running away, different things. I see growth, continuous growth. He has been healing. But think about it. He didn't rejoice. He mourned for him. He still, what came out of him was still love. Despite all that had happened, even at the point of victory, you know, for him, what came out of him was still love. He still had to mourn Saul, because Saul was God's anointed. Saul was the king of Israel. Saul was my king. And so he still put out love. And it just shows you what it is to go through a process where, you know, one has gone through pain. Like, I remember there's a part of the Bible in First Samuel where David was lamenting to Saul that, why have you tried to kill me? What have I done, etc. You know, you could feel and sense the pain in his heart. Or maybe when he had to run away from Saul, and then he saw Jonathan, and Jonathan was there to console him. You could see the pain in his heart. But now you can see that when Saul had died, he was still saying, you know, he was crying, he was mourning for him, he was still showing Saul love. See, this is what growth looks like. Many times we're going through a process with God, right? On character. And maybe God was showing us how to love people. You know, we'll go through a place whereby those things are triggered, to the point whereby those triggers don't matter anymore. That's when we know that we have surpassed it. This trigger would, if it happened maybe some time ago, it would be like, oh my God, yes, I'm done. You know, I'm fantastic. Yes, I can be king of Israel when he goes back. But you see, he mourned. His men as well. So it's not only David that was healing. His men also tore their clothes, you know, in pain because of the hurt they felt when Saul had died. And the love for him, they said, acted and reacted in love for Saul. And so not only did the leader grow, the followers grew too, the men grew, and were acting in love. There were so many points of lessons, so many points of learned lessons for the men throughout David's life, you know, so David's time with him in Adlam etc. But you can see that the men too were growing as they were watching and seeing David. It's a process, right? I remember quite clearly when David went to give his brothers food and when they were going against Goliath, the initial first war. And David, let me read the passage to you so you understand the growth of David. Because, you know, David was going through this process, not only for love, but building character. So learning humility, obedience to God, submission, too many things. So I want to read 1 Samuel 17, verses 26 downwards. Maybe ask the men standing near him, what will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel, uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? That was pride speaking. It's like, yeah, who is this guy? You know, this is the same. It's funny that he never begged for the Philistines for safety. But this is the guy that David was much younger. Now, this same guy has now transformed to somebody that is thinking, oh, how do I show love? You know, humble is himself. He's hearing, transforming step by step through the process, to the point where he is today. To the point whereby even Saul's dead then triggered him to rejoice. He was mourning. That's what growth looks like. God looks like someone that is constantly, every single day, submitting, obeying to God continuously, day by day. That's growth. Because we realize that as we're doing, we're transforming ourselves. We are becoming more like Christ day by day, step by step. You know, I'm just looking at the Bible, even where he says, you know, where Eliab, his brother, rebuked him, and he goes, can I not speak? All those things had changed. You know, those little foxes had been removed, those weeds. You know, David was obviously very good. He was excellent. He had God with him and all that. But there are things in him, character flaws, that need to be worked on in this process. And now we're seeing a refined David. David that is very evidently clear, you know, constantly, that he loves God and will obey him. And he's changed and he's showing love to people and loving Saul through it all. Like, you can go through what David went through and not totally love forever, like, continuously. Like, you went through someone constantly trying to kill over again, and you couldn't touch him because you had to obey God's word. You even had time to kill him, but you couldn't kill him. And then now, they're like, all those that could have triggered, no longer there. Any feeling of love is no longer there. Any thoughts out of love is no longer there. Only thoughts out of love is no longer there. Because it's like, okay, well, I've gone through so many triggers, and I have gone through every trial and test, and have every trial and test. So now, it don't matter. So at this point, it didn't really matter when another soul dies. He was fine going on his way. That's what goes, what it looks like. Well, we're not timing. I say, God, you know, God, if God, it's too late. So, you know, it's one day. Oh, God, if it's happening 30 days, that's not growth. When you get to a point of growth, you get to a point of patience. When you're like, no, God, you know what? God, let your will be done when it's meant to be done. You know, you are no longer timing God. Say, God, if it doesn't happen by tomorrow, that's it too. Then you're still in the process. You'll still get there. But you get to the point where you're like, God, you know, let your will be done whenever. At this point, he was going through a lot, but he was ready, you know, at peace. He was just showing love, everything. Even when the news hit him, he was like, okay, well, I will mourn Saul. He didn't rejoice, like, oh my God, yes. No, he was like, okay, so we move on. That's what growth looks like. That's what growth looks like. So I stop here and say, God, help us in our various processes, my God. Let's not do shortcuts. We will get there. It takes time. Time would tell, you know. And guess what? That thing that God is highlighting to you, it'll be triggers. It is how we respond to show well, help us know where we are. You know, at this point, no matter what David did, Saul did, David was okay. You know, and so we will know that, oh, actually, I have been growing. But make sure we learn and grow through the process. There's no point coming out half bit or half cut. It's even worse than before. Just stay there and continue to learn and lean on God. So that's it for me today. We all want to grow. Trust the process. Let the process do the work it's meant to do in us. So we come out like refined gold. Our hearts, the character we need to do excellently well, the character we need to maintain the shining is already there. God help us. God help us. Holy Spirit, continue to do your work in us, to lead us and lead us to where you have proposed and planned. So we are ready, Lord, when it's time. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for listening to me today. Bless you. Love you. Bye, 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 bye.